Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Hi, in this quick demonstration, I want to show you how to enable yourself to explore the keyboard using VoiceOver on the Apple Mac. So I've currently got VoiceOver running, which I turned on by pressing Command key plus F5, the Command key being to the left of your spacebar, and pressing F5 or Function key 5. The way to explore the keyboard with VoiceOver is to go into Keyboard Help with VoiceOver, which is actually Control and Option held down, referred to as the VO keys, or just VO for short, plus K. So I'm doing Control Option K.
Starting Keyboard Help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the Escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
And as VoiceOver just said, we can press any key on the keyboard. We can also do VoiceOver commands as well. So let's press a function key, F1.
F1. F2. F3.
Okay, let's press the top left-hand key of the keyboard, which should be the Escape key. Now, if I press it now, which I will, I'll show what happens, we'll actually exit keyboard help. So I'm pressing Escape.
Escape. Stopping keyboard help.
Okay, so let's go back into keyboard help with Control Option K again.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear their names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the Escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
Now I'm using a MacBook keyboard, so let me press the bottom left-hand key on the keyboard, the far left-hand side.
FN.
FN, function key, and then we've got
Control.
Next to the right.
Option.
Next to the right.
Command.
And next to the right.
Space.
Space. My main alphabet keys, so the home row would be
A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L, semicolon.
And let's do a VoiceOver command. So we just did Control Option K for keyboard help. Let's press that command and see what it says. Control Option K.
Option Control K, keyboard help, starts keyboard help.
And you can do any VoiceOver command and it'll tell you the function like any other screen reader. Now, if you happen to be using a MacBook with a multi-touch trackpad on it, VoiceOver also supports gestures as it does on the iPhone 3GS. So if I touch the keypad, sorry, if I touch the trackpad, it'll actually tell me the command. So if I just touch the trackpad with one finger,
touch, move to item under finger, moves the VoiceOver cursor by following a finger on the trackpad.
If I double tap one finger twice.
Touch, move to item under finger. Double tap, perform action for item, performs the default action on the item in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, if I do three fingers and touch.
Three finger tap, speak current page in scroll area, speaks the currently displayed scroll page.
And so on. So you've got the keyboard exploration with just pressing your standard keys. You've got the commands for VoiceOver by pressing Control, Option, etc. and other keys on the keyboard. And you've also got the ability to be able to practice the trackpad gestures for VoiceOver. And of course, the way to escape keyboard help is, as I said before, press the Escape key.
Escape, stopping keyboard help.
So if you need help on any other VoiceOver questions or anything else to do with the Apple Mac, please ring the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Bye.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.